Thank you, Bill. Thank you. In just a minute, it's the Super Bowl of Rhymes, the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, in the early 21st century, according to the Wall Street Journal, women are beginning to have what thing that was once exclusively the domain of men?
Are there two of them that men
no.
always have?
Most men, if they're lucky, have one. It's usually in the basement, sometimes in the garage.
Oh, gosh.
What?
I even hate saying it.
Please do it.
Well, a man cave,
right?
And women have a she shed.
That's right.
What?
Men have always had places where women are not allowed. Man caves, the Oval Office. Now... a place for the ladies. They're called, as you said, she sheds. That's according to she shed seller Sheila Sheldon.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she shed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She sells the sheds down by the seashore. So yeah, instead of lazy boys in front of Budweiser signs, they're, you know, chaise lounges and front of, you know, in front of what? What do women like to watch?
Oh, well, this gets offensively genderalizing, but I mean, I assume some people like to go there and drink wine.
Yes.
And, I don't know, talk about good books?
Yeah, probably. One of those girly things.
What do you do in your she shed?
Shave my legs over and over.
Yeah.
I guess I like to watch football. Right, so
yeah, but
does that mean that I live in a man cave?
I'm sure you watch it on a pink TV or something.
I
so
don't.
It's feminine.
I'm now going to say that I think that this is a flawed concept because most houses that I've ever been in, they're about 90% she shed.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
the tradition is, of course, people actually build sheds in their yards, or in one case, a woman is just staying in Manhattan while her husband goes down to D.C. Mine, all mine. Luke, a company announced this week that it would be hiring men for key jobs it used to only offer women. What is the company?
Go sexist.
It's a company that prominently has women employees in a prominent place.
Hooters?
Yes, Hooters is the answer. Hooters, the restaurant chain, is known for two things. Boobs. But now, Hooters is launching Hoots.
Oh.
It's a fast casual chain with the same food as Hooters, but with male and female waiters in non-skimpy attire. So don't worry about looking at, like, chubby guys wearing the tight T-shirt. This is because Hooters executives looked at their business model and thought, haven't we had too much success? It's hard to believe it'll work. Scantily clad women is like their whole thing. It's like McDonald's without the Big Mac or Chipotle without E. coli infections.
So now it's just the terrifically mediocre food brought to you by mediocre-looking people fully dressed?
There are things that just shouldn't be mixed. You don't want guys servers at Hooters.
Well, to me, what's interesting is all the guys will say, what were you doing down at Hooters? Oh, I just like the food. I just go over there for the food. Your bluff is called.
Here's how you know that Hooters is shady. There's a sign when you walk in that says, this shows up on your credit card statement as restaurant.
Is that true?
No, but it should be. I learned it isn't that way, the hard way.
Wait, you know what would do so much better
what?
That I would want to go to?
What?
A Hooters that's called Hooters that has men serving you in drag. Like men wearing the pantyhose with the dolphin shorts. And I mean, that would be fun, right? What? No, I mean... Well, you're looking at me like that because you're you, Peter. But most people would think it was fun to go to a Hooters with hot men who are dressed up as women.
I guess we know what's going on in the she shed.